Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You are listening to Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. It is our pleasure to bring a guest into our studio to discuss the following. Is Beijing trying to use the war between Israel and Hamas to gain political ground in the Middle East? China has condemned the violence, but has not denounced Hamas, and the Chinese government says it wants to work with Egypt to broker a peace agreement.
Joining us in studio now from Washington University is Associate Professor of Modern Chinese History and Culture and the head of the Chinese section at WashU, Zhao Ma. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks a lot for having me.
We'd like to hear your thoughts on China's reaction to this conflict so far.
All right, great. So this is like a big story, and I guess we need to just unpack a little bit. And because when we talk about China's reactions, it's, the question is what China is reacting to. So there's a couple pieces here. For example, I think the first one is just China's reaction to the what happened on October 7th, the Hamas brutal attack on the innocent Israeli citizens and killing innocent people and taking hostage. And for that part, and Chinese government definitely mentioned they don't want to see the violence. Okay, but of course, China response falls short of name calling. Calling Hamas to be the responsible for this attack. And the second thing for China to react is the Israelis' retaliation in the aftermath of this brutal attack, and especially the ongoing bombing campaign. And for that part, the Chinese government making a very clear statement calling that Israel's action have gone beyond the scope of self-defense. So that's sort of the Chinese foreign ministry's reaction. And the third piece to this question is the sort of the political problem that can become the root cause of the most recent sort of conflict. And in that part, China mostly blamed Israeli government for stopping or kind of slowing down the peace negotiations, and for the decline or for the lack of success, the lack of progress for the two-state solutions. And then finally, China is reacting to the U.S. position in this whole conflict. And then for that part, China is kind of essentially see U.S. as a providing unequivocal support for Israel, which in Chinese view will not solve the problems. So these are kind of the different pieces in this whole Chinese reactions.
Certainly multi-layered. So what do we watch for now when it comes to China? What is the next move?
Well, I think for China, it's first of all, China has its own domestic and also foreign policy cycles, to manage. So this is very much out of China's surprise. And so what is going on right now in China is very much the big event is the 10-year anniversary of President Xi Jinping's signature foreign policy, the Belt and Road Initiative. So China is still having a big party over there. And then coming down to the Middle East, I think China is... Let's put it this way. China is keeping a close eye on the ground and see what will happen. And at this point, China is trying to fashion itself or present itself as a neutral player. And of course, China tend in all the political statements, China tend to side with the Palestinian side. But again, I don't think China is ready to make any bold move to either be the peace broker or to be the to really take sides in the ongoing sort of conflicts at this point.
Having said that, does it appear though that China is trying to court some of these Arab nations by their past efforts at trying to broker some arrangements? I'm thinking of Iran and Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at this point is definitely China has a stronger ties with the Arab nations, you know, Saudi Arabia or Iran, and so of course the Palestinian state. And so if we think, again, because I'm a historian by training, so I'll take a little bit back to talk about the history of China's relationship with peoples, with countries in this region. So China has been a longtime supporter for Palestinians, and in the old days of the Cold War, China very much defined the Palestinian struggle with Israel as a part of the global anti-imperialist movement, and so China back then fashioned itself as a leader of this global anti-imperialist movement. And so why anti-imperialism is because U.S. support Israel, and then U.S. in Chinese foreign policy back then is a representation of the imperialism. And later, after 1990s and after the Cold War, China sort of really have a friendly relations with Palestinians. And for example, over the past, since President Xi Jinping came to power, there is three state visits by the Palestinian head of the state and in China. And so there's also interesting ongoing trade relations between the Palestinian state and China, which is not a big number. So altogether, China export to Palestinian is about $158 million a year. And import, you might not believe it, the import is only $19,000, from Palestinian into China. So, that doesn't mean China pay no attention, right, to the Palestinians. And so, and then if we think about the larger picture, the sort of China's relations with the Arab world, and so China so far is the largest oil buyers from this region. And so, for every 3 barrels China consumed is oil. There's 1 barrel comes from this region. And so the total trade between China and Arab nations, that worth, last year, it was $431 billion. So you can see, for China, this region, Middle East, is a key part of its economic growth, global trade network, as well as its strategic sort of foreign policy link, as part of this Belt and Road Initiative.
What is China's current relationship with Russia and Vladimir Putin, and are they aligned when it comes to this?
Well, China, first of all, because both countries, China and Russia, they face intense pressure from the United States. And so that's why that provides this kind of interesting moment for two countries to work more closely ever than before. And so China did not necessarily officially claim there is an official alliance, especially a military alliance with Russia. And also over the past 1.5 years, with the war in Ukraine, China tried to refrain itself from sending arms and sending direct support to Russia. But again, it doesn't mean China tried to keep Russia at arm's length, because facing a common strategic competitor, the United States, so Moscow and Beijing, they do see an important sort of support from each other. And as we are talking today, so we can see Russian President Putin is in Beijing right now and attending the China's 10-year anniversary of the Belt and Road Initiative. And so, again, what will come out of that meeting is still in a question mark. But I think at least symbolically, so you will see how China trying to leverage Russia as a part of its own way to counterbalance the U.S. kind of pressure on China.
With what we've got going on in the Middle East and with Ukraine, do you see that we have blocs forming now, maybe similar to what we saw in the Cold War?
I think it depends who you ask the question or who answered the question. I think on the U.S. side, definitely we can see from the media pundits and from the politicians in Washington, they do see this. Both the war in Ukraine as well as the ongoing conflict in the Middle East as a part of a polarizing world, right? And so you see on the one hand, there is the American Washington-led democracy bloc, And then on the other hand, there's the sort of the rise of autocracy and the rise of authoritarianism. And of course, the key leaders, quote unquote leaders of that anti-democracy movement in the world is China and Russia and other troublemakers in the eyes of Washington politicians. And but I think if you ask this question to the Chinese politicians, they might have a different answers for that. You know, they don't see this as a part of the a block. I think what they will see on the strategic side, the Chinese government see this as a example or another example to see how this America-dominated unipolar moment after the Cold War coming to an end. And so you see there are a whole bunch of different players in the world, and each of them pursuing a different agenda. And then the U.S. is having a hard time to bring everybody together in one table and to provide solutions to all the global problems. And on the other hand, China is looking at this as just a bunch of localized, regionalized conflicts that might help China kind of divert the U.S. strategic resources from its competition with China. So in that sense, you know, China doesn't necessarily see this as the way to build its own bloc, but definitely China want to see this as as kind of a way to further divert Americans' attention, on China.
We really appreciate this. China is presenting itself as a peacemaker and asking for a ceasefire right now. It is something to watch for sure, and we appreciate the explanation very much. Zhao Ma, Associate Professor of Modern Chinese History and Culture at Washington University. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.